Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. Miss Allie Mack doing a nice job on the Mack drop. My name is Mike Johnson. That's Squid Billy.
I disagree.
Sitting over there.
I thought that her Mack drop
was... Did you say disagree?
No, I said...
I just thought, okay.
There's you.
No, I said I disagree.
Okay, just checking.
You can't do that. Okay, you can't.
I didn't do anything. I just asked a question.
I thought it was very hateful. I mean, she's been very hateful to me in the last week.
She did
week.
Say you outkicked your coverage, so that wasn't too bad.
That's kind of a weird
backhanded
compliment.
Yeah, yeah. That's.
But I did give you kudos on the trash can situation.
That's true.
Yeah, you did. You also called me heartless the other day. I mean, you're taking your you're taking your shots.
That's right. The beauty of Allie taking shots is that on Fridays, Grant joins us. And so you already know what time it is.
Yeah, we got to get back.
I just want to say this, though, Bo.
Okay.
She is simply doing what you do when you like somebody. So she's just reciprocating the energy.
You
admitted earlier in the show.
I'm going to take shots at you.
He said it earlier today. I mean, just like an hour ago, he said that, you know, when you like somebody that you're going to take shots at
them. When I respect you, I'm awful to you.
Such a good call.
Exactly.
I just expect the most out of you. And Dylan, you're quickly moving towards the unlike category. So just keep it up.
I'm just
keep it up.
Being fair and just like I always am here behind that glass.
Look, well, maybe in year two for Allie, she can settle into not taking shots at us. Speaking of year two, there you go. You like that pivot?
Love it.
Speaking of year two,
I mean, you went a long way for
that.
Let's
dive into the Zach Robinson, TJ Yates, Michael Penix, all of this entire staff, and really a lot of this offensive football team and defense too, are all in the year two, right? And that's what happens when you don't have a head coach fired and you're able to develop people and you're able to sit Penix on the bench for a little bit and have Kirk Cousins in there. Earlier in the week, Zach Robinson was asked about being in year two, man. Are you feeling okay? How's things changed for you?
Yeah, no, it's like a night and day. And I think, I can't remember if I said it last time, but, you know, like I've got a great buddy, Nick Cayley, who's offense coordinator in Houston. And, you know, he's going through first year and we're talking every week, like, hey, how'd you handle, you know, and there's just so many things that you are unforeseen in that first year doing it that, you know, it's definitely a lot more comforting. Obviously, we know our players, we know all of our staff members, how we work well together and understand what our players do well. We had a good idea going into last year, but then now you get them for a full calendar year and you get a great understanding. So, it's a lot more, you know, last year obviously was fun. This year you're taking a little bit of deep breath and you don't feel like you're just swimming upstream the whole time. So it's definitely a lot better being year two of the system for sure.
Breaking news, I've never been an offensive coordinator in the NFL. I don't know if anybody knew that. But I will say this, having been a player in those situations, the ability to just show up to work and focus on the things that get you better on the field, and that speaks for coaches too, it's massive. You're not worried about like, where's my parking spot? Or where's my family today? Are they flying in town? Like, everything that comes along with just settling into a situation, I think, is what Zach Robinson's talking about. His buddy's dealing with the opposite, But he's like, you know what, man? This is kind of old hat. I know what to show up, and I know how to make changes and do a little self-scouting as well.
Well, that's it for me. You know, I think you should figure out your parking spot after maybe a couple of days. But the self-scouting and figuring out what you did that didn't work, what you did that did work, and then how to – I think probably the biggest thing if you want to go to – I think game planning, there'll be some – it'll be some growth. But the biggest growth point for me with Zach Robinson is the adjustment during a game. And I know that we've had this conversation, and you and I agree that this whole making these second-half adjustments is very much an overrated thing. It's not near as much as fans probably think it is.
There's fans that think you can reinvent your offense at halftime.
Yeah, that's not happening.
They're like, oh, yeah, just run the triple.
But
like, No, man.
I think it is – I think to me it's about identifying quickly what a defense is doing and what they're – and then taking advantage of that, right? So if there's – how many things would you go into a game plan thinking that you're going to focus on? Like you have like maybe three or four things that you think that you could get – maybe from a defense, like that might work against a defense.
Yeah,
and then,
for sure.
And probably in that first drive, which we all know is scripted, but it's not scripted. Every play is on first down. We're going to do this. Second down, no matter what, we're doing this. That's not what it is. It's on first and ten to start. We're going to start with this play, and then if it's second and five, we have these three plays to choose from. Right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So, I think you probably are going to get a good feel if you have a good first drive. Say you go 10 plays, 75 yards. You're going to get a good feel for what they're going to do against certain looks, right?
Yes.
And so then you kind of know if it's going to work. And I think that, to me, is where he knows immediately, okay, they're going to play this way. If they do that, we're going to eat.
Yes.
And we're going to attack that until – They play it differently, and then we also saw on this other right. You know, does that make sense? Like, I think that the lack of awareness probably early in a play caller's career at times can keep you from really taking full advantage of things.
Well, and to me, that's what it is. It's in-game play calling. To your point, I think the in-game play calling is what takes things up a notch. I don't necessarily know if it's game planning, and the way you go about game planning usually is, all right, we know what we're good at. Let's identify what they're bad at. And then let's try to imagine how they are going to make changes based on what we're good at. Let's just say that they have they're down to their third string defensive end on the left side of their defense, or I guess it would be the left side of the offense. So you look at it and go, hey, and we used to call these lunar plays where you basically pull a guard or attack the edge, in a heavy rundown. Like, so we call them sun or moon or whatever. And you're basically pulling, like, we're going to pull, if you get a wide nine technique, we're going to pull our play set guard and kick that guy out. If he gets into a tight technique, we trust our tight end to be able to reach block him, right? And we can do it different ways. We can attack that guy. Now, you're sitting there going, okay, well, that means they're probably going to walk up a sand linebacker, and I won't get too deep into the nitty-gritty. But once you get into year two, especially with the amount of players you have back offensively, if you're Zach Robinson right now, you know what they're good at. Like, Zach Robinson probably went into multiple game plans last year going, hey, this team, this defense is really vulnerable to the screen game. And then he gets in the game for us, and he starts calling screens, and you're looking at it going, for whatever reason, we're not very good at running screens. You know, like, name whatever it might be, we're not good at this. And then you go, like you say, hey, we're going to work on screens in the next couple of weeks. We'll get back to it. That's week 7. We'll go back to it in week 10, okay? And then you get to week 10, you're like, we're still not very good at screens. So moving through this offseason, there's two things you can do. Number one, you identify why you're not good at screens. And then you also know that when you get in that moment in week 7, if we're still not good at screens, probably ain't going to happen in 2 weeks' time that we're going to get good at it in week 10. It's not going to come to fruition.
And maybe during this offseason, they're just reimagining what a screen is to them.
Yes.
I think we know a screen pass is kind of cut and dry.
Yes.
But I think that you can reimagine the way you do it in a certain way with maybe how you position a player or how you – Who goes where, right? Like,
yes.
I mean,
I'm glad you asked this question, if you will allow me, because TJ Yates was asked this question about, hey, man, let's throw in a new couple of plays this offseason.
apps.
Yeah, for sure. You can't just like throw something in that you don't do. It's not like we're going to just randomly install a triple option or something like that. Yeah. Even though it works for somebody else, it might not work for our personnel, how we're built, or it just doesn't really complement things that we already do. So that's part of it. It's got to be a nuanced thing where we got to make sure that it fits with what we do. It fits with our players and how they play. And it's not wholesale changes or anything. They're just little tweaks or something we might have done last year. We didn't, you know, didn't turn out as good as we hoped, and we just tweak a route or tweak a technique of a route. Some of these changes are small, but they can, you know, really lead to big things in the field.
So he says the word tweak. I say reimagine.
Yeah.
Did I use all the letters, Allie?
He says not.
You did. I'm proud of you.
And it's like, I think the bigger point is he's like, it's not wholesale changes. Yeah. We are what we are. We're going to run the wide zone. Dwayne Ledford's still here. We got 4.5 starting offensive linemen back. Bajon's back. We're going to run the wide zone. Like, it's not because we have Michael Penix, we're not all of a sudden spreading things out and going 5 wide every play, right? We are what we are. This team was built a certain way. But I think to his point, maybe there's a chance for like a key play, which is like an automatic cutback. Like maybe there's something that just complements what you are doing that I think TJ Yates is alluding to.
There's something to be said for knowing who you are and having an understanding. When you do that, when you understand and you accept this is who we are, and it's on all levels. It's not just in football. I mean, it's in any level of life. When you understand who you are and accept it, and go, this is what I am, and I'm going to make the most of it. Like, it opens up a whole world. And and with the playbook, Mike, how many different variations are there of an average play?
That's the too broad of a question.
Oh, okay.
Too broad of a question.
What was your favorite play to run as an offensive lineman?
Power. Pulling guard, gap scheme, down blocks.
How many variations? Just like throw a number.
I'm trying not to zig when you're zagging, because I'm like, I could say 50 and it would make sense to me, but to the average person, I don't know, 3.
Okay, but to the average, but to an offense,
you add tight ends, you add fullbacks, you add H-backs, you add steps out of the backfield. You go under center, you run it out of pistol,
right,
you run it out of shotgun.
Like,
there's a million different ways to run it, but in the end, it really comes down to 3 different ways.
Okay. Paul Johnson, when he was at Georgia Tech,
yes.
How many plays did he run?
I would say
the average
5.
Person, 5.
Yes.
But I bet you that he had 5,000 different ways
for
to run
sure.
those 5 plays.
I know a fact that's true.
And that's what I'm trying to get at, is that they can run the same play, but that now Zach Robinson knows what doesn't work in it.
Yes.
And but more importantly, he knows what does work, and he is rethinking different ways to run different looks out of the exact same formation. And to a defense, you're like, doing this. We saw this. Boom, wrinkle. That's what makes Kyle Shanahan so sick as a play caller. Is
yes.
Kyle Shanahan run the same play, and the next thing you know, Jacob Tammy has leaked down the sideline, and Matt Ryan is hitting him for a 45-yard touchdown, which no one saw. And that play literally happened now in the 2006. But that's what I'm looking for in Zach Robinson.
And we should have fun on the show one day, and I should throw out a play to y'all, and y'all come up with names for the variations, because it's so fun. Like, that's one of the most fun things to do if you're putting a play. So we got power.
Yeah.
Right? So think about things like words that come after power in the English language. Power bar.
Mm-hmm.
You probably have a play named power bar. Power plant. You probably have a play named power plant. Power pole. Probably have a play in that name. Well, what are we going to call this
power
variation
pole.
Of power to where the tight end blocks out in the 9 technique? We'll just call that
slam.
We'll call that power line. Slam. We'll call that power line.
But
yeah,
you're like,
I'm hearing Goofy movie now.
The Goof guy, yes. Yes, there's that. I love that. Power line, power line concert.
But do you have to
so
say
good.
Power in front? You're already in power, right? So you just say slam.
That's
slam.
I'm glad you asked that, because that's exactly what happens going into year 2 with a quarterback and a coordinator and a passing game coordinator that are on the same page. You can start doing things like deleting the word power. Hey, man, we're going to run plant. Beautiful. I don't have to worry about telling him it's power plant. I can just run plant. I can just say, hey, plant. And they all are on the same page.
Yeah.
That's what happens after year 1.
Hey, you ain't getting that anywhere else on sports radio. Also, you know where else you can't? This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. You won't get anywhere else to zero rest.
Yeah, I love that. Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk more about the return of Ronald Acuña Jr. and the Braves falling flat in Washington. They're headed back home tonight, and so is our great MVP candidate. We'll also go in the huddle. Stick with us here. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Go 92.9 A Game. It is 7:25 on the dot here for the morning shift. Allie Mack, Mike Johnson, Squid Billy, Bo Morgan, Thylon behind the glass, Rusty Menzel out in the bullpen. It's a whole squadron of a day, right? It's a whole squadron of a day. We didn't even get a chance to really break into the game a little bit earlier. The game was rough to watch at the end last night. Another extra inning game on a travel day. I don't know why this always happens, but one of the reasons we did not get into it earlier, Allie, is because there is a hero coming home to roost at Truist tonight.
There is. Last night, the Braves tweeted out at 10:01 p.m. The caption said, simply, La Bestia. The photo, yeah,
La Bestia,
then says, Ronald returns. So tonight, if you're going to the Braves-Padres game, you can expect to see Ronald Acuña Jr. I think that the Keith Urban show was just sold out and Ronald couldn't get tickets, and that's why he's going to the Braves tonight, right? That's what's going on.
La Bestia.
But in all actuality, I wanted nothing more for the Braves than Ronald to come back.
Sure.
It just coincides with my concert tonight, but that's fine.
Bo, it's like I said earlier, I don't know what to expect of him statistically, but the fact that you would just simply get his personality back in the clubhouse. And in hindsight, I think it was a good move for the Braves to go ahead and knock out the presser. Right, what was that now? A week ago, where he's doing the presser and he's like, "Let's go ahead and get out ahead of this Snicker conversation because you don't want to be having it today."
Right,
they just went ahead and knocked it out. I think the vibes will be high from everybody down at the Battery tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be good. The offense has been kind of hot. I think. I mean, I know they scored 7 runs last night in a loss. And it, so adding a hot bat or a good bat in a presence, really more than anything is a presence. You have to pitch to Ronald Acuña Jr. a certain way. If not, he'll go yickety on you pretty quick.
Yeah, I mean, tater.
And like I said, Ozuna has been pretty good lately. Matt Olson has really been hot lately. I don't think people realize he's 11 for his last 21 with 4 homers and 7 RBIs in that span. He's went from 221 batting average, which is important to some people, not me, to 250. I mean, that's how he's raised his batting average 30 points in that span. And so that is exactly what I want to see is a couple of guys in the middle of the lineup hot, and then Ronnie comes back. And with the speed on the base pass, I think it allows you to move around guys. You have, you know, either White or Verdugo are going to be out there, and they're going to be lower in the lineup. Now, Eli White has been leadoff when Verdugo hasn't been.
Yeah.
I just think it adds more – again, well, we know it adds more depth. And that's the biggest thing to me is you've done all this without – like, I know you're 24 and 25, but – you've been in a spell where you've been without Profar, who's your biggest addition.
Yeah.
You've been without Acuña, who is your best player. And now you're going to get these guys back. Hopefully we will have both of them as you roll into July, and boom.
Isn't it funny? I'm just cracking up because it's like we're talking about a possible left field platoon. And, I mean, it was not more than 2 months ago. We were like, oh, yeah, Kelnick and Profar platooning in left field might be a good idea. You know, Kelnick will be that guy that can just kind of travel, you know, every third day. Profar is that guy's coming off an all-star campaign, and boy, did things get sideways in a hurry.
Changed quite a bit.
I'm very curious of how where they put Verdugo or White in the lineup.
I am too.
And obviously, we'll talk to Grant at 8:20 and for the most comprehensive coverage of Major League Baseball. Turn to our Braves insider, Grant McCauley, every Sunday for From the Diamond on Sports Radio 910 of the Game. Grant brings you up-to-the-date latest Braves news with exclusive interviews and analysis you can only get from the Diamond. This week's show is Sunday at 5 p.m. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today. It is From the Diamond with Grant McCauley this Sunday on Sports Radio 910 of the Game at 5 and today at 8:20 with us. I hope I left all the letters and all the words for Allie.
You did. You did. Yeah. And we do have a ton of questions for Grant. But, Mike, you keep mentioning the morale.
The vibe.
The vibe, yes, that the Ronald's going to bring back. Ethos. Last night when you're watching the game and they did lose, you know, 8-7 to the Nationals, was there just something a little bit off? Like, even when they were up and it was a high-scoring game, I was like, I'm not bought in.
You know what? It's funny you bring this up because I have this thought every time Matt Olson hits home run. What was that, 11 last night? Every time Matt Olson hits a home run, I look at him, I wish he celebrated like Michael Harris does when Michael Harris gets a double.
Yeah.
Is that too much? Like, you know, Michael Harris gets that double and he does the whole tongue hip thing. And when Matt Olson's jogging around and whatever the thing is he does, you know, before he gets to second base, I don't feel it.
He just does it real quick too.
Yeah, I don't feel it. But, like, every time we talked about country music stars the other day, and I was like, I want to believe it. You know what I mean? Like, if you're singing country music, I want to believe it.
But that's
I don't believe it from Matt Olson. But I don't believe it.
No, like, you can't. You can only have so many Michael Harris's and Ozzy's and Ronnie's,
yes,
right? You need the Matt Olson's of the team. Like, you need that levity, or is it right? You know, the what is it, the brevity and levity thing, whatever they say.
Yeah,
like, you need someone that's even kill. Thank you. I don't think I might have said it, but I don't think I used it right. You can only have so many of me's in the world. Like, and then you need a couple of, you know, Abe Gordons and you know, like, low key guys. All right.
I have a very quick question for y'all. I want to go back to Bo. You were talking about the lineup. Do you see there being a situation where Ronnie just kind of bumps everybody down one in the lineup? So, like, Ronnie will be one. Maybe you leave Verdugo at two since he's been hitting at a pretty high clip. If he is the guy that stays in.
I think it's a good question. Mm-hmm. I think that you won't kind of be able to reset your lineup in the middle somewhere. So I would almost say no, because I need it to be good through and through. And I think Verdugo is going to be I think he's going to get better pitches down there, or Eli White. I mean, Eli has already been down there, but when you move Verdugo, he's going to get different pitches. I think it'd be good for him. You kind of want to, in the ideal world, you could kind of, once you get to five, you'd like to reset it in some ways. especially with Ronnie leading off, right? So you go 1 through 5, and then maybe you reset at 6, 7, 8, and then by the time you get to Ronnie again, he's the 9th guy again, like the 5th guy kind of in that, if it goes through that way. But I think you want depth through and through. I don't think you want to stack the lineup top or bottom.
I'm with you on that one. I think that when you look at it, and I think that that spot, like when Drake Baldwin is at 5, that spot between Drake Baldwin and Ozzie Albies, yeah, the spot. I think that's kind of where I would look at slotting Verdugo in, but it doesn't always line up because those are two left-handed batters, obviously. So if you're going to platoon Eli White and you have the switch hitter Albies, I think you can kind of toy with that a little bit. But that's the I think taking some stuff off of Albies' plate at some point because it's been rough.
There's that whole thing, Allie, where you want to get your best hitters and most at bats. That's why having Ronnie at 1 and Riley at 2 and Olson at 3 or 4, you know, somewhere in that thing, has always kind of fit right. But I also think once you get past, you know, you want to get guys in the best positions, and I think that's why you kind of want to reset it, and then you might have the opportunity. That's why having Harris at 9 or 8 when Ronnie's in the lineup has always worked, because when Harris does get on, you got a guy that can send him home.
There was a moment last night when the bases were loaded and Verdugo came up to bat, and Grant and I were watching the game, and Grant said, you know, 24 hours from now, that's Ronald. And I was like,
oh snap.
Dang, that was,
yes.
You know, just that's amazing to think about.
Yeah, like I said, that is amazing to think about. There's so many moving parts, though, to the point where, like, there's a couple times that Drake Baldwin came up last night with runners on, and you're like, oh, nice.
Yeah.
And he ends up going 0 for 5. And this guy's hitting 340, you know, and you're like, I don't think there's going to be a perfect science. I just hope that at some point, and now we're talking about platoons and all this other stuff, I just hope that we get a chance to settle in, right? There's been so many times where you look at championship caliber teams and they're like, those guys knew where their spot was going to be in the lineup when they showed up to the ballpark. We ain't been that in a long time, buddy. Like, it has been a long time since you knew where each of these guys individually would be lined up at. So I'm with you, though. It's nice to see Matt Olson continue to kind of turn the page. You know what I mean? Like, we talked about how bad he's been historically in May. He's jump-starting June a little bit early, buddy. Like, he's ready to roll.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to see it.
That's right.
We will get Grant McCauley coming up at 8:20 later today. Just a reminder, this hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We are going to roll on. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the NBA playoffs. And we also have Fair or Foul.
Yes, Fair or Foul. A mosquito with a chainsaw is far deadlier than 100 bees with brass knuckles. If you need a visual of this, I actually got an image of a mosquito with a chainsaw fighting 100 bees with brass knuckles at 929 Morning Shift to see that. But Mike and Bo will debate that next with Fair or Foul.
The hard-hitting stuff you've grown to expect from the Morning Shift. Stick with us. Sports Radio 929 A Game.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, Ali Mac, and Dylan. And we're going to get to fair or foul momentarily. But last night, NBA playoffs, we had game 2 of the Western Conference. OKC took down the Timberwolves 118-103. SGA had a really great night after getting his MVP award, bringing in 38 points, 8 assists. Game 3 shifts to Minnesota on Saturday at 8:30.
Minnesota has to play a cleaner game. 14 turnovers, 22 points allowed off those turnovers. Can't have that happen again. And it can't just be Ant-Man and either Julius Randle or Jaden McDaniels. It has to be Ant-Man, Jaden McDaniels, Julius Randle carrying you. A guy like Naz Reid has to step up too. He's been porous from the three-point line over these past couple games. He was better as far as getting to the rim last night, but Naz Reid has to shoot better from the three because that's where he's really effective, because you have to follow him out to the three-point line, and then he can drive past you as well if you're guarding him too hard on the three. So Naz Reid has to shoot better. The Timberwolves team overall has to shoot better, and they can't turn the ball over like they did last night.
And tonight, Eastern Conference has game 2. New York Pacers are up 1 in the series, and they'll play the Knicks tonight, 8 p.m.
There you go. Speaking of look-aheads, we'll do the wake-up call coming up at 8 o'clock, and it's been well-documented this week that Grant McCauley, if in fact Ronald Acuna Jr. was making his presence known at Truist Park tonight, is letting his wife, Allie, go to a concert alone. So what we want to hear from you on the wake-up call, tell us which concert you are willing to attend by yourself. You love this artist so much. You're like, you know what? I'm going. I don't care if anybody wants to go. As a matter of fact, tell us which one you'd be forced to attend by yourself because nobody else wants to go with you.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not going alone.
I would never let my wife go to the mean streets of Alpharetta alone. I mean, I can't imagine what kind of husband would do that. But
I would gladly go to a Drake concert by myself every day of the week.
Simone clearly goes to his enemies' concerts.
Yeah, she's a little bit of a traitor, but, you know, it's okay. She can be a op.
Anyways. Keith Urban on tap tonight for Allie. Grant McCauley on tap for us coming up at 8:20. We'll talk to him about all things Braves and Keith Urban. So that'll be fun. Real quick before we get the fair foul, the college football playoff going to the new straight seeding model, guys. That means that, that's going to happen this fall. They announced this yesterday. Remember this past season, it was the 4 highest ranked conference champions earned the top 4 seeds. That's not what's happening. They're going to reward the selection committee's top 4 teams with the top 4 seeds. So you don't have to win the conference championship to be a top 4 seeds. The money stays the same. Like, if you win the conference championship, you're still going to make the money like you were a top 4 seed. The $8 million, I believe it was. But everything else kind of staying status quo as they move. I can't imagine there's many people with pushback on this. We went over kind of how that bracket would have looked last year. Texas and some of the other teams that were obviously some of the better teams in the country don't have to take a back seat. But, again, the teams that are, 5 through 8, now getting those home games, it's another thing to keep an eye on. But I think we're moving in the right direction.
It really doesn't affect me, because if Georgia loses in the SEC championship game and that's their first loss, and somehow they are, like, you know, they drop down to 5 or 6, you know, in the past, in last year's thing.
Right. Yep.
And then they have to go on the road, or they play their first game at home, they win, and then they have to go play a conference champion like Boise State or something.
Yeah. The Smurf turf.
They're going to win. No, that would be on neutral field at that point. They would still beat them. Like, I just don't. I don't need 12 teams. I've always said that. The whole idea of 12 teams is too many. I always thought if you do it more than four, then I'd give me eight. There's not 12 teams in college football that can win a national title. Okay, that's just the reality of college sports. As far as
fair point is
basketball and even in basketball, the same way. It's
especially the way the financial model is working right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, so you're just guaranteeing that those teams are rested, and you know the teams that are already the powerhouse anyways. No matter what, they're going to be rested, and for a neutral site, it's fine. It doesn't matter. That didn't change anything for me. It is a little weird, though, to think that a two-loss or three-loss team, just because of where they, what conference they play and maybe what their name is going to have a bye where you're going to have a one-loss conference champion, possibly, maybe a no-loss conference champion, having to play the first weekend. That's going to be a little bit unsettling, I think, for some people. But, again, to me in college football, there's really only two or three teams that are going to win a national title anyways.
Did you hear I almost said Coach Saban because I still refer to him that way. Nick Saban's comments the other day about he thinks it needs to expand to 16 now. He's like, dude, I didn't want to go to 12 because I wanted the bowl games to still mean something. And now that the cat's out of the bag and the bowl games are taking a back seat, you need to go to 16 because there's too many good teams being left out.
I don't agree with that. And I don't think
it was tough. Remember last year, the cutoff at 12 was tough. Remember the conversations around Ole Miss, Tennessee, and everything else.
But you know why it's tough? Because we're talking about three lost teams.
I know.
That's the only reason.
Remember, I did not want Bama in. I was like, Bama doesn't deserve to be in.
And honestly, had Bama went to the college football playoff, you'd have been it would almost been a travesty last year to allow a team.
I agree.
That was in. That's my point. The only reason South Carolina got blown out twice last year. Yeah, we're talking about how they're one of the hottest teams in college football, and they got left out, and they shouldn't have. The reality is, the decision is only tough based on the
it's relative. Yes, it's a moving bar.
Yes, because we're talking now about two and three lost teams, but we're not talking about a one lost team in the Mountain West or whatever.
Right.
We're talking about three lost teams in the Big Ten and the SEC. That's it. That's the only reason why it's tough.
Yeah.
I just, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, so, look.
Let's talk about mosquitoes.
I'm just excited that we're not punting this to 2026. Like, I just love when things that need to be changed happen now. I'm like, dude, let's go ahead and, like, why are, you know, so many efficiency. Times things come out and they're like, yeah, starting in 2026, but this year it'll stay the same. It's like, no.
And
don't do that.
You know what that is? That's the reality of what Pat Forty told us yesterday. Stop acting like the commissioners and the schools control it.
Agreed.
Fox controls it. ESPN controls it. Whatever you want to say, the TV stations control college football.
Yeah, it's mic'd up, but I'm going to host Fair or Foul today.
She just cracked her knuckles very aggressively. She just extended her arms and cracked her knuckles.
It's fun to hear these two debate. So we've got some hard-hitting questions. I know you've been thinking about it for quite some time, this first one. Let's just get down to it. I'm going to throw out some statements. You debate fair or foul. So, Mike, fair or foul? A mosquito with a chainsaw. is far deadlier than 100 bees with brass knuckles.
You know, it was so funny when this came up yesterday, and obviously if you guys heard the recycler yesterday, Allie teased this question. The first question was, is it a mosquito-sized chainsaw? And I was like, dude, where are we going? What are we doing here? Is it? No, it can't be a mosquito. Like, that would be so tiny you can't even see it. That would be like a paper cut. There's only one answer here. And I think that Bo's going to go down the same route as me. Maybe he's not. The 100 bees with brass knuckles are going to get you. I can dip, duck, dodge, and dip and dodge, or whatever the the five D's are from dodgeball. I can do that with one chainsaw. Mm-hmm. Like I can get, you get 100 bees with brass knuckles. Now I don't know how much of a punch they're packing, but you're not getting rid of those things. You're taking some wounds. You're taking some licks. The 100 bees with brass knuckles is, we're going somewhere with that one, man. That sounds terrifying.
I think a little quick mosquito with the long little dangly little arm thingies that they have with a big old chainsaw, that's a lot of reach, Mike, and they're quick, and a chainsaw hurts, and it cuts immediately. I mean, you're going to lose a limb.
It cuts.
I mean, you're going to lose a limb.
I'm just telling you, that one chainsaw ain't going to get me. 100 bees, though, they're bound to land a shot.
I'm going to tell you something. You ain't as fast as you think, all right?
Neither is that mosquito.
But you're going to lose a limb in no time. You're
going to
bleed out.
Do the thing where you clap over the top of them so that you...
you're going to bleed out quickly, man.
Yeah, like, mosquito could have malaria, too, just saying.
Well, is that going to be infected in the chainsaw blade? I'm confused. Like, what is going on here?
Are we talking about getting... We got to move on.
All right, Memorial Day.
You ever
Day.
See a chainsaw moving around wildly without, you know, anyone controlling
juggling
it?
Chainsaws. Yeah. Three mosquitoes juggling chainsaws.
Oh, yes.
These are ridiculous images you're making in my mind right now. All right, Memorial Day is the unofficial start to summer. So fair or foul, Bo, someone in this studio will come back on Tuesday with a sunburn.
Fair. Here, let me show you a picture. It's going to be Mike, and Mike's going to have the dumbest tan sunburn ever, Allie, because it's, you see how his hat is?
Yeah, I knew we were going this route.
I mean, that's what you're gonna have.
Got a half moon on my forehead because
I got pictures. Yeah,
it's farmer's tan.
Allie,
plus
look
one.
At this.
Yeah,
yeah, that was
now Bo's walking all the way across the studio to show Allie.
That was a rough tan, Mike.
Oh yeah,
I remember that like it was yesterday.
That one hurt.
How long did that take to go away?
I didn't wear a hat for like a solid 2 weeks after that, just trying to get rid of it, and it was still a thing. And it was not just a tan; it was a burn.
Yeah,
like I got scalded with a half circle on my head.
And it's a race that starts.
So it's fair
at night. Well, it doesn't start at night. It starts at like 5 p.m.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen is it's not going to get dark to like 8 o'clock, 8:30. But he's going to be out there tailgating all day.
Right.
So, and he doesn't know how to wear his hat the right way, only backwards. And there's really no wrong way to wear a hat. Well, there is, but forward or backwards is fine. And because I wear mine backwards, but I'm telling you, it's so fair. He's going to look ridiculous.
It's fair. I'm definitely getting burned.
All right. We're in agreement on that. Fair. All right. Fair or foul. Michael Penix Jr. will throw for at least 3,800 yards this season.
Fair. Fair. I honestly hope that it's a lot closer than. Anybody that's out there going, yeah, I hope he throws for 5,000. But let's be realistic about what this team is. We don't want him having to put the ball in the air that much, I don't think. I would like a run heavy. I'd like Bijan to get, you know, 1,800 yards rushing and doing all those things. I don't need him to throw for 5,000. 3,800, I'm right there. Like, I think we're hitting the number on the head at 3,800.
It's I don't even know what the question was, but I think it's fair. He'll throw for at least 3,800 yards. Let me tell you one. This is what the NFL has become. 1,000 yards rushing and 4,000 yards passing, they ain't so special.
They ain't
anymore.
Going to the playoffs. They're not even going to the playoffs at that point.
Those are not special numbers anymore.
It's crazy.
And
it's like you added one game, and it's like, I don't
know. I'm not crapping on the question. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is that it's easy to imagine him having that because they're just not as special of numbers that they used to be.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Fair. Yeah. All right. Fair or foul. Tom Brady will not be in attendance of Bill Belichick's wedding to Jordan if that engagement is real.
Whoa.
Well, it's fair he won't be in attendance. I don't even think there'll be a ceremony. She probably won't allow it. Either that or it'll be so big that she will have the guest list so strict that no one that's ever said a bad thing. You know what? Nobody will be there.
The quickness with which Tom Brady will call his publicist and find something else to be on his schedule, it would be unbelievable. Because you know that said 24, what is she, 24, 25? You just know that she's like, we got to invite Tom.
Exactly.
Because this is part of the publicity tour that I'm on right now. And you just know Tom's calling his publicist going, I don't care if it's a gala in Italy. Put it on the freaking calendar. I ain't going to the wedding. All right? Make something up about somewhere else I've already got previous engagements with.
All right. We got time for one more. We had a big discussion on throwing out your dog's number twos yesterday. Fair or foul, people who do not pick up their dog's poop should spend one night in custody. Not necessarily jail, but like an adult timeout to think about what they've done.
Yeah, like a paddy wagon.
Yes.
Yes, I am 100% fair. As a matter of fact, when we had this conversation, we talked about how some apartment complexes will take the DNA of your dog so they can diagnose who exactly left their poop outside. I'm all about this life, man. Like HOA for life. I'm all in that.
I think it's foul, but hear me out. The punishment to me should be they should have to go to a dog park for a week and pick up poo for 8 hours a day.
Yeah. The guys they call, what do they call them at Fetch? The bark rangers?
Yeah.
The bark rangers? Yeah,
but put them in like with the vests and stuff, like the neon vests, they're picking up trash.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
I don't know.
But they don't get the poker. They just got to wear gloves.
I don't know. It's the worst. Don't even get me started. I'll go off on a tangent.
I don't think you're supposed to be in jail, but a whole week.
Paddy wagon, dude. Yeah.
They should have to go, they should have to be a bark ranger, whatever you call it, for a community service for, you know, a day or 5 hours or something.
I'm there with you. We're going to go to break because when we come back, we're going to do the wake-up call. How are you feeling about the return of Ronald Acuña Jr.? And give me a concert that you would go to by yourself and have the time of your life. And that's exactly what Allie's going to do tonight. She's on Mimosa number 4, and we're heading on to the 8 o'clock hour. Stick with us here. It's the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.